I can't update the news from the Persian Gulf except to express my skepticism. I intended to go behind the news to look at Iranian and American views of each other. I still think that's useful. Problems between our countries are vestiges of 19th and early 20th century colonialism, which gave the West control over Iranian oil fields. In the 1950s, Prime Minister Mossadegh was unwilling to continue that relationship. This country replaced him with the Shah, largely over oil, creating a relationship that hurt Iranian pride. Iran also shared a border with the former Soviet Union, and there'd been military conflict between them. Mossadegh sought peaceful coexistence with the USSR. Although his behavior was similar to other unaligned leaders like Tito in Yugoslavia, this country refused to show him the same respect. After its revolution, with its present combination of an elected legislature and clerical guardian council, the U.S. spent decades trying to isolate Iran, despite Iranian overtures to negotiate all our differences. Needing alliances outside our sphere of influence, Iran maintained alliances with conservative Middle Eastern religions. Of course, that makes them seem even worse to us. Obama's willingness to show respect for Iranian sovereignty and not treat them like an American client was crucial to his ability to reach a deal over nuclear fuel. Obama believed a fundamental mistake of American Middle Eastern policy has been the belief that we should and could control it for purposes that have had little to do with American security. But this administration believes it gets support at home by flexing its muscles along with threats and insults. As Reese Ehrlich put it, quote, "To assert U.S. hegemony in the Middle East, Washington must have a truly evil enemy to combat. Mad mullahs with nukes fit the bill," close quote. The story they've been telling looks as far from reality as the Bush-Cheney story of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. What does Trump's America look like to Iran? Despite our warships, Iran has good reason to think we're weak. American alliances are in shambles and U.S. trading preeminence is over. One-on-one trade deals maximize U.S. power over weak countries, but it sours relations with others. Our sanctions against Iran foul the economies of countries that used to be our friends. Equally important, another war in the Middle East would weaken us in parts of the world like the Far East, where our interests are truly being challenged. For our traditional European allies, Trump's bizarre affection for dictators is a turnoff and a warning sign, and it encourages the militarization of countries like Turkey, which used to be part of the peaceful, human rights-respecting, democratic countries of NATO and the EU. So across the globe, including hotspots like Turkey, North Korea, and Iran, it now seems that American agreements can't be trusted. That gives them a reason to seek, not avoid, nuclear arms, because without them, they'd be as vulnerable to American conquest as Iraq was. It shouldn't be surprising, then, that Iran threatened to enrich their nuclear materials beyond what they need for peaceful uses. That, of course, is counterproductive for America, although they are a lot further from building a weapon than this administration would have you believe. And it must seem to Muslims that we are supporting 21st century crusades through U.S. threats, client dictators, and carte blanche to Israel. As for breaking news from the Gulf, we've learned from Vietnam and Iraq that our government doesn't always tell us the truth. Sadly, this president is no paragon of honesty. And after the Khashoggi affair, it's clear that Saudi Arabia and its allies are less than trustworthy. So I believe the best analogy for what's going on is what went on in Iraq.